Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
Wait a minute. No. That's not right. I'm Mike, and you're Tiffany.
Oh, that's right.
We were doing a lot of kite surfing yesterday, so maybe we got too much sun at the beach.
Yeah, or one of us probably knocked our heads.
I did knock my head a few times when I was kite surfing. No, of course I didn't. I guess you should wear a helmet, though, if you go kite surfing.
Mm-hmm. It does sound a bit dangerous.
That's right. We were learning yesterday that Brendan had spent some time in Kendeng this summer doing kite surfing, and he was explaining all about the sport to Patricia.
Mm-hmm. And what you do in kite surfing is you kind of stand on a surfboard, but then there's a big kite that pulls you, or like the wind will push you along as well.
That's right. And we learned you can go up to 100 kilometers an hour when you're doing kite surfing. Of course, if the wind is really blowing hard, you can go really, really fast. So it's pretty exciting. And Brendan isn't finished his story yet. There's still more he has to tell us about kitesurfing. So join us when we come back.
Wild waves and wind.
When did kitesurfing become popular?
It really took off in the 1990s in Hawaii.
No wonder I never heard of it before.
It's getting more and more popular, and will even be at the 2016 Olympic Games.
If I want to give it a try, where can I start?
You can go to Kenting, Yilan, and Penghu to take lessons first.
How did you feel while kite surfing?
I felt like I had wings, and I was flying across the water.
I can't wait to ride the waves.
Be sure to enjoy yourself.
Word power.
Even. Chris likes to wear jackets, even in the summer. Chris likes to wear jackets, even in the summer. Wing. The large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. The large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. Ride. Ride, rode, ridden. Alex rides on the waves with his surfboard. Alex rides on the waves with his surfboard. Enjoy. Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day. Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day.
All right, so Brendan is explaining more about kite surfing to Patricia, and she has a good question for him. When did kite surfing become popular? Okay, so it's a popular sport now, but of course, sports aren't like mountains or oceans. They're not always there. They start at a certain time, right? Before that, maybe no one had done it, and then someone has to think of this sport. So when did it become popular? When was it invented, and who were the first people to do kite surfing?
All right, so Brendan, I think he knows where it came from. He said it really took off in the 1990s in Hawaii.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, Hawaii is known as a place for really good waves. Mm-hmm. A lot of surfers go there.
Yeah, surfing was invented in Hawaii. Old-style surfing.
Yeah, so I guess they wanted to do something more extreme, something that was more exciting. So I guess someone decided to attach a kite to themselves.
Hey, I have a huge kite, and I like to surf. Wait a minute! If I put the kite on me and get on the surfboard, I can get hurt. No, I can have a lot of fun and do something exciting. So it took off, you say, not too long ago, the 1990s.
Right. So when something takes off, it means that it is starting to become really popular.
Mm.
For example, the boy band One Direction really took off after finishing the X Factor show.
Oh, okay. In the same way that an airplane takes off, right?
Right.
It leaves the ground. It sort of flies up high into the sky. Well, you can think of this idea of kite surfing kind of leaving the ground in Hawaii and flying around the world, becoming more popular. I know people do a lot of it also in California or in parts of Europe, too, because unlike surfing, with kite surfing, you don't really need big waves. You just need some good wind.
Mm.
So in some places where they don't have the big waves like they do in Hawaii, kite surfing is something you can do without those big waves. Patricia says, no wonder I never heard of it before. Okay, because it's not very old, right? It's just about 20 years old.
Right.
It started in Hawaii. Maybe she's never been to Hawaii. She's never seen people do it. So she says, no wonder I never heard of it before. No wonder is kind of like saying no surprise. Oh, I understand. That's very easy to understand. So, for example, you know, you're at a party and you look around. Hey, where's my friend Dave? Oh, Dave? Oh, he's getting married today. Oh, no wonder he's not at the party. Of course, getting married, that's very important. He has to be there. It's not a surprise he didn't come to this little party.
That's right. Okay, so Brendan then says, it's getting more and more popular. It will even be at the 2016 Olympic Games or 2016 Olympic Games.
Interesting.
It is. I never knew that kite surfing would be introduced into the Olympics as a sport. Yeah, so we see many people are starting to try kite surfing, and it's so popular now that it will be in the next Olympic Games in 2016. So remember the last Olympic Games or the Summer Olympic Games was in London in 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at our word power word. We see the word even. Okay, E-V-E-N. It's an adverb here and it's used to emphasize something that is maybe surprising or unexpected. Okay, so for example, let's take a look at our sentence. Chris likes to wear jackets even in the summer. Chris likes to wear jackets even in the summer.
Well, that is surprising because it's so hot in the summer, but he really likes to wear jackets, does our friend Chris.
Or that's, he's afraid of the sun.
That could be it, or he just likes having extra pockets to put all his things in.
Probably.
It's a nice thing about a jacket, too. But even in the summer, maybe he doesn't live in Taipei.
Oh,
maybe
that's true.
He lives in a cold country. Okay. Patricia says, if I want to give it a try, where can I start? Ah, okay. So learning more about kite surfing has made Patricia quite interested. She's heard from Brendan how fun it is and how interesting and exciting. So maybe she's thinking she wants to give it a try. To give it a try is to try something, usually for the first time. You've never done it before. Maybe it's even the first time you've seen it. And you think, hey, I would like to do that. I would like to give it a try. You're not saying you will do it forever and it's your favorite thing. You're just saying you would like to, you know, maybe just have one first experience. Give it a try. You might like it. So where can I start? She wants to know where to go.
But let's take a look at our 英文快译通.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 英文中的假设语气有很多种句型，包括与过去事实相反的假设，与未来事实相反的假设，以及单纯对未来的推测与假设。本课我们要介绍的是单纯对未来的推测以及假设，表示未来可能会发生的情况。它的句型是 if 加上第一个子句，后面再配上一个主要的子句。让我们来马上举个例子，例如 Tim 老师跟我的表弟 Daniel 约好说我们要一起去球场打棒球，但是我们说好了如果天气不好的话就不会去了。这时英文就可以讲说 If it rains this weekend The baseball game will be canceled. If it rains this weekend, the baseball game will be canceled. 表示这周末如果下雨的话，棒球赛就会取消。一样的句子我们也可以倒过来讲，把 if 连接的子句放到后头。The baseball game will be canceled if it rains this weekend. The baseball game will be canceled if it rains this weekend. 这边我们要注意的是，与 if 连接的子句必须使用现在式而非未来式，表示单纯对未来的假设而已。所以同学们可别说成 if it will rain tomorrow。 好，刚说到 Tim 老师的表弟 Daniel， 我跟他每周都会一起打棒球，他对棒球非常的有兴趣。我常跟他说，如果你很喜欢棒球，想成为一位出色的棒球选手的话，那就要加倍的努力。 If you want to be a good baseball player, you should work harder. If you want to be a good baseball player, you should work harder. 或者说 You should work harder if you want to be a good baseball player. You should work harder if you want to be a good baseball player. 过去这几个月来，原本他都非常认真练球，但最近却经常无故不到，球技也明显退步。后来我才发现，原来是他课业压力过大，导致无法专心练球。我跟他说，课业为重，但如果有任何问题的话，一定要让我知道。If you have any questions, you should let me know. If you have any questions, you should let me know. 或者说 ,You should let me know if you have any questions. You should let me know if you have any questions. 最后我们来总结一下今天学到的 if 的句子。Tim 老师跟表弟 Daniel 约好周末要一起打棒球，但下雨的话球赛就会取消。If it rains this weekend,The baseball game will be cancelled. 我告诉他，如果你想成为一位优秀的棒球选手的话，那就要加倍努力。If you want to be a good baseball player, you should work harder. 我跟他说，如果有任何问题的话，要让我知道。If you have any questions, you should let me know. 希望大家都能够从这次棒球的小例子当中学到 if 的用法哦。英文快一通，我们下次见。
Okay, so if we do want to give kite surfing a try, Tiffany, where can we start? Where can we go to try this sport?
Okay, so Brendan says you can go to Kanding, Yilan, and Penghu to take lessons first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so would you want to give kite surfing a try?
I don't know. I'm not as brave as I used to be when I was young. Or maybe I'm just smarter than I used to be when I was young. I'm not sure.I think I could definitely go down to the beach and check it out, see what it's like, but, it does look a little scary, but maybe if the wind wasn't very strong on that day, you know, just the wind was just blowing a little bit, yeah, I might try it out.
Yeah.
Well, Patricia says, how did you feel while kite surfing? Okay, what was the feeling like when you're on the board and the kite's pulling you and the wind's blowing?Brendan says, I felt like I had wings and I was flying across the water. Wow, that's a great way to describe kite surfing. You really get an idea. He felt like he had wings. Of course, a bird has wings, right? Birds have two wings and they move them up and down to fly into the air, to move around in the air, in the sky.So you feel like you have these wings, W-I-N-G-S, W-I-N-G-S. Of course, birds aren't the only things with wings. Our example sentence reads, the large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. The large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. So Brendan felt like a bird or maybe an airplane, and he was flying across the water.Yeah, it's strange to move so fast over the water. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I would feel scared, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Patricia says, I can't wait to ride the waves. Okay, so I guess Patricia is really interested in this. She wants to try kite surfing. She says she can't wait to ride the waves. Okay, we can use ride to mean to sit on something or be carried by a force, like, air or water. So when people go surfing, they can say ride the waves. It means that you're using a surfboard or a kind of board to sit on the waves and be carried by the force of the waves. Okay, so let's take a look at our example sentence. It says, Alex rides on the waves with his surfboard.
All right, well, I'm thinking when we're on a boat on the ocean, there are still waves, right? When we're sitting in a boat or a ship, are we riding the waves then?
I guess so, but I would say I am more on a boat than physically on the waves.
It's true, and the waves aren't pushing you like they are when you're body surfing or something like that. So I guess when you're on a boat, you're not really riding the waves. You're riding on the boat, and the waves are not really pushing you anywhere. It's the boat that's moving you. Okay, Brendan says, be sure to enjoy yourself. Yeah, anytime you're going to do something new and exciting, you want to enjoy yourself. To enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, E-N-J-O-Y, is to really like what you're doing, to get pleasure from something. So you could enjoy watching a movie with your friends. You could enjoy eating delicious food, especially when you're hungry. Or you could enjoy getting into a warm bed at the end of a long, tiring day. All of these things will make you feel good, they're fun, they make you happy, that's why you enjoy them. For example, Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day. Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day. I think most people enjoy eating ice cream or having a cold drink, maybe. That's another thing you can enjoy on a hot day. And we have enjoyed talking to you guys about kite surfing, and we'll be back after this short break. Oh, well, kite surfing. Sounds like Brendan had a really good time. I'm still not sure it's the sport for me.
Yeah, but I guess it's something else to do for you to do it while you're in Kunding.
That's
besides
true.
Going to the beach or eating and
scuba diving, snorkeling, surfing, riding on the banana boat. There's a lot of things to do
actually,
in Kending.
Right.
I don't think Kending needs more sports. There are already so many that I've never tried. All right, guys. Well, we hope you're enjoying your summer. And if you're planning a trip to the beach in the next few weeks, hey, maybe check out some kite surfing. Until then, we'll see you next time. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Will you give me a discount if I buy three?
Will you give me a discount if I buy three?
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 又到了 A Plus 小聚会的时间。我先来预告一下哦，这周的小聚会会是婆婆妈妈的最爱，又可以杀价又可以客诉，赶快把你的妈妈、阿姨、婶婶、舅妈都找来吧。在东南亚旅游时，先记得一件事，买东西是可以杀价的，有杀有机会，没杀你就白白被人赚走了哦。首先呢，杀价的成功秘诀就是以量制价，通常买多一点，老板心灰灰就会给一点杀币数了，所以Will you give me a discount if I buy three? 如果我买三个会打折吗？ Discount, D-I-S-C-O-U-N-T, 名词是折价优惠的意思。当然你也不用一定要买到三个啦。Will you give me a discount if I buy more? 如果我买更多一点的话会打折吗？好啦，那最后考你们咯。今天的小聚会就是三、二、一。
Will you give me a discount if I buy three?
Will you give me a discount if I buy three?
Wild waves and wind.
When did kite surfing become popular?
It really took off in the 1990s in Hawaii.
No wonder, I never heard of it before.
It's getting more and more popular, and will even be at the 2016 Olympic Games.
If I want to give it a try, where can I start?
You can go to Kenting, Yilan, and Penghu to take lessons first.
How did you feel while kite surfing?
I felt like I had wings, and I was flying across the water.
I can't wait to ride the waves.
Be sure to enjoy yourself.
Even. Chris likes to wear jackets, even in the summer. Chris likes to wear jackets, even in the summer. Wing. The large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. The large wings on a plane help it stay in the air. Ride. Ride, rode, ridden. Alex rides on the waves with his surfboard. Alex rides on the waves with his surfboard. Enjoy. Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day. Sarah enjoys eating ice cream on a hot day.